And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. I mean, it goes like from Huntsville back on over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back on over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the border from there to what we call Fort Benning. Was there last weekend. And oh, by the way, big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. And that's just the radio. Then there's all of y'all out there in the whole wide world going to the World Wide Web, watching us every day on YouTube, on Rumble, on X, on Facebook, on our website, rightsidemedia.org. Thank you very much. And then you podcasters, we appreciate you too. Thank you all for this audience being so much a part of our lives. Bottom line is, this show doesn't work if y'all aren't there. So thank you very much. We spent the entire show talking about what I believe is one of the biggest news stories of the decade, really. It's one of the biggest. The bombing of Iran's nuclear facilities is something that has been in the works since 1979. But they didn't have nukes back then. No, but they were initiating every effort they could to be everything that we know them to be. All right? This bombing that took place this past weekend, it actually has the ability to reshape events in the Middle East. Had it not happened, it would have shaped events in the Middle East. Things like the Abraham Accords could go away or happen. Things like, the Houthis and Hezbollah and Hamas being either empowered or disempowered. Things like, Saudi Arabia now not focusing on getting its own nuke and creating a Middle Eastern arms race that would destabilize the region. Oil prices, international trade. What does Europe do with interaction with all of it? So all said and done, this past weekend was one of those news stories that has profound impacts of which we will not even know the full result until years have gone by. I do believe that history is going to look back on this past weekend and call that one of the defining moments of our time. And I'm not trying to be, I'm not trying to use hyperbole or try to jack things up into a category it doesn't belong in. I'm not raising this into a different tax bracket just by verbiage. I'm literally telling you, this is a huge story. That being said, Democrats amaze me. I don't care if you like Trump. You cannot like the enemies of our nation and still not like Trump. But when you side with the enemies of our nation over the duly elected president of the United States, I got to question your motives just a little bit. And I'm not even talking about disagreeing with what he did or when he did it. I'm talking about the actual excoriation of anything this administration does to the point that it makes no sense anymore. Like, think about this. Let this sink in for a minute. This guy, Khalil, the Colombian activist Palestinian who was arrested and they attempted to deport him, and the courts have now set him free. He's now walking the streets again. Guess who escorted him in on the airport? AOC. So while Trump is bombing in the Middle East to preserve American interests, AOC, a member of Congress, thinks it's a great idea to escort old boy in and make it out to be a championship day. You about to add?
He was out protesting this weekend, by the way.
Oh, great.
If you saw that.
That's absolutely. Would I expect any less? Democrats are so on the wrong side of everything. They are completely out of touch. Is this a political statement? Yeah, it is. But I'll call a spade a spade. I'll tell you what I think Republicans are jacked up to, because there are times when they are. Especially in state government, I've called it out many times. But in reality, what we're watching right now is Trump derangement syndrome is like just real. I got to read you something. The lovely Charlene brought this into my attention. A guy I'm not super familiar with, his name's Dan Turrentine. Dan Turrentine is a Democrat strategist, and he put this on his X page just over the weekend. In fact, he put it up there yesterday, Sunday. And I'm going to read this whole thing to you because it's so good. He said, it was too depressing to write this last night, meaning Sunday, talking about Saturday. He said, it was too depressing to write this last night after we got off the air, so I went to bed. So it needs to be said by more Democrats. He's a Democrat. He said this was not an impeachable offense. Trump did not need congressional approval for one precision attack under the circumstances, just as Obama did not when striking bin Laden. Why can't our party just say, it's great, we achieved the objective and we destroyed Iran's nuclear sites. God bless the soldiers who carried it out and made it home safely. God bless our country, military allies, and we look forward to the full intel briefing. He said if one must then assert congressional authority at the moment, add that the escalation would require congressional approval, and if you must, express concern for where this may go and what might come next. But for so many in my party, Democrats, to knee-jerk with unhinged calls for impeachment and sadly omit in their statement support for Iran not having nuclear weapons, which has been our principal party for our principle of our party for 40 years, is truly TDS. That's a Democrat strategist saying, would y'all just please stop? Please. He said, if you want to express your concerns, do it. If you want to ask for congressional approval for anything else, do it. But don't jump out there and say this is impeachable because you know it's not. You're just trying to be on the wrong side of everything. New York Post has a piece. New York Post, AOC again. AOC and furious Dems call for Trump to be impeached over the Iran strikes. Yeah, so Progressive Squad represent. I don't know that AOC could find her way through, you know, a minefield with a map. I mean, she can't. She doesn't know how to avoid stepping on the mines. She just does it. It's like a self-inflicted wound every time you turn. She's a gift that keeps on giving. In fact, I'll just say this. I wish she and Jasmine Crockett would speak up more. Can I say that? I just did. I wish upon a star that Jasmine Crockett and AOC would continue going afar. They would just speak to us on a daily basis. Please, it's a gift that keeps on giving. You give us more ammunition for political commercials than anybody else. Progressive Squad Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Never trust the hyphenated name, JP.
Just never. Saying. Never,
when,
ever.
When the day comes and God puts in your life the person who you will marry, do not allow them to go hyphenated. Just saying.
I wouldn't do it.
Okay. Blasted Trump's move to bomb the nuclear facilities in Iran as unconstitutional. It's not unconstitutional. She's an idiot. This is what happens when a barista with no world experience and never led a thing in her life steps into office and is then suddenly given a microphone and an opportunity to be the one. You got folks in both parties that are calling for you know, constitutional review on all of it. Go ahead, but it's not impeachable. It's not going to be. It never was. It never will be. Senator Bernie Sanders, who's, by the way, never been right on anything, admonished Trump strikes as grossly unconstitutional. That's the same guy, by the way, self-avowed socialist who did his honeymoon in the Soviet Union. Just saying. He said the only entity that could take this country to war is the U.S. Congress. Well, we're not at war. Just so you know. It's called a military strike. It's under Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution. This is not a part of the War Powers Act because he's not going to war. And by the way, where were they when Obama struck bin Laden? They were nowhere to be found, were they? So Fox News has a piece by Alex Miller, headline, Trump doesn't need permission from Congress to strike Iran. And it's true. So as you're having those water cooler conversations with your friends and they say, I don't know, man. I heard somebody say, I mean, there's Republicans. I mean, Thomas Massey, I like him usually. And he was saying maybe it's unconstitutional. Well, how about this? Go ahead and just sling this at him. You ready? The argument on the Hill is that the entire point of supporting Israel is to prevent the Islamic Republic from acquiring or creating nuclear weapons. Yes. The other question, though, is did we have the right under what is known as an authorization for use of military force? An AUMF, an authorization for use of military force. Arguably, we do. John Yoo, who's a legal scholar, a former U.S. attorney, he told Fox News Digital, as a legal matter, the president does not need the permission of Congress to engage in hostilities abroad, but as a political matter, it's important to go to Congress and present a united front. That's why we saw the bigger picture, like the invasion of Afghanistan or the invasion of Iraq. Regardless of whether you like them or not, they were big, large-scale movements, and they became something that President George W. Bush went before Congress and said, I want authority to do this, and they agreed with him. It's like the biggest CYA in the world. You can say what you want about Bush, but he had congressional approval. Likewise, or not likewise, but by comparison, you had Reagan invaded Grenada to rescue Americans who were there. He did not seek congressional approval. He put the 82nd Airborne, the 75th Ranger Regiment on the ground, and he rescued them. And within about 2 or 3 months, we were out of there. How about the invasion of Panama? Manuel Noriega. We had any number of things happening. It was getting really bad. We believed that there was a corrupt government that had its interest was in destroying parts of the United States or our sovereignty, dealing things to our people that were harmful. George H.W. Bush did not seek congressional approval. Again, the 82nd Airborne, the 75th Ranger Regiment, elements of the 101st, it was a full-scale invasion. We invaded Panama. We took over Panama. We liberated Panama. We actually took Manuel Noriega captive, brought him back to the U.S. and put him in prison and put him in a military tribunal. And ain't nobody said nothing about the fact that he did not seek congressional approval. And then there's Obama, who went into Pakistan on a special operations raid to get bin Laden. Wound up getting bin Laden, and I'm glad. No congressional approval. That was a friendly nation. That was not even a hostile nation. That allegedly is one of our allies in the Middle East. Well, Southwest Asia. No congressional approval. All I'm saying is this. You want to amaze your friends. Point out to them that this is a difference. This, we're not talking about the War Powers Act. We're not talking about whether or not congressional approval is needed for a statement of war because there's no declaration of war. In fact, Trump has said very precisely, this was a limited strike for a singular purpose. We are not at war with Iran. Those are his words. We are not at war with Iran. Iran has the choice now. All right, we're taking the last break of the day. I'll come right back and get some text messages and clean us up out of here. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.